This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين عباد الله يقول تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send the best of peace and blessings upon our noble prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves on this holy day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, after the blessed month of Ramadan, and in these blessed days of Shawwal, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah the way He should be feared, and to not die except in the state of submission to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all die in this state. Ameen. We ask Allah to make us of those who utter La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah before their soul leaves their bodies. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Do not be like the crazy woman is the title of today's khutbah. Do not be like the crazy woman. This crazy woman is someone I will speak about later on in the khutbah. But first, I want to remind myself and yourselves, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us during the holy month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this past month of Ramadan was a very blessed one, especially coming after 2 years of separation from the masjid during the month of Ramadan. As we all know, last year was not the ordinary Ramadan. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this year was revived. And we came back to the masajid and we showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of us. We showed Allah our dedication, we showed Allah our devotion, we showed Allah our patience and steadfastness in worshiping Him in hopes that Allah will forgive us for the times that had passed and the times that we were away from His masjid. We wanted to reintroduce ourselves to the angels of the masajid in this blessed month of Ramadan. Walhamdulillah, the blessing of praying in jama'ah, the blessing of fasting for 30 days and only wanting and seeking the reward from Allah, the blessing of observing an act of worship that a quarter of Earth's population observes in unity, in the strongest show of unity this world can show, subhanallah. Imagine all of the Muslimin, despite their levels of practicing Islam, despite their location, despite their cultural background, everyone observes the fast on this holy month of Ramadan. Is there any show stronger than this show? Is there any way of uniting the ummah like this? Wallahi, if it weren't for Allah, these hearts will never come together for anything. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. Only Allah can bring these hearts together in unison to observe a single act of worship that is only devoted to Allah. As none of us benefit from fasting, from leaving food and drink, we get tired, we get weak, we have work, but we all want Allah's pleasure. فَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ first and foremost. But one of the greatest blessings during the month of Ramadan is the five daily prayers. These five daily prayers are the greatest. These are the greatest actions a person can do after the Shahada. The greatest pillar of Islam after La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is Salah. And it is one of the most important actions that is required of every Muslim and Muslimah. There's no doubt that after the blessed month, during the blessed month of Ramadan, we witness an increase in Salah. As we see the numbers of Muslimin inside the masajid rise to higher numbers than they were before Ramadan, perhaps even doubling. But it's only a matter of time before Shaitan gets back to work once again. And these numbers begin to trickle away slowly until we're back to the way we were before Ramadan. And this is why, brothers and sisters, we need to try our best to preserve the motivation, to preserve the connection that we had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, and not allow shaitan to demotivate us, to get us away from Allah, to make us lose the drive that we had. Do you know, brothers and sisters, how many salahs we prayed during the month of Ramadan? We prayed 150 obligatory prayers. And if you prayed most of them in the masjid, falhamdulillah, imagine 150 salahs in the masjid, or imagine most of them being in the masjid, Allahu Akbar. That's a big number. We prayed between the combination of fard and nafil. How many rak'at did we pray in the month of Ramadan? If we observed taraweeh and we did our sunan, we prayed perhaps more than 1200 rak'at in a single month. 1200 rak'at. So if you felt an increase of iman, if you felt tawfiq from Allah, if you felt things were working your way during Ramadan, then know it is because of your connection with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember Allah, Allah remembers you, and He gives you tawfiq. This is what we did during this month of Ramadan. So, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose us to worship Him. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from those who worshipped Him in the month of Ramadan. Say Alhamdulillah. Because if we thank Allah, Allah increases us. So we keep saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This should be our dhikr after Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that we were allowed to pray. Alhamdulillah we were allowed to finish qiyam. Alhamdulillah we were allowed to fast all of the days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Because with Alhamdulillah, Allah will only increase us. O you who left Ramadan with higher iman and with a purer heart, O you who shed a tear of tawbah while in salah, while witnessing khushu' during your salah in the month of Ramadan, O you who made a promise during the month of Ramadan to stay on the straight path during the whole year. O you who made a promise to drop a bad habit. O you who changed the routine to a better routine. The time is now to prove whether that tear was honest, whether that promise was true, whether that dedication and devotion will go in vain or will be the way you wanted it to be. Your acceptance of Ramadan depends on your motivation and your devotion right now. As many scholars say, the way an action is known to be accepted or not is to see after it. If the person is better after it, then that means it is a sign from Allah that your action was accepted. If a person goes back to their old ways, that means the action was insincere. That means the action was insincere, and the proof of it is that the person went back to their old ways right after it. So, For those who made the promises and shed the tears and made the tawbah and purified their hearts and connected to their kin, all of these people, now is the time to prove to yourself and to Allah that what you did was sincerely for His sake. The time is now. It starts today. Eid, alhamdulillah, we had some fun yesterday. Some of us went to sleep. But alhamdulillah, it was Eid day. Today is the time to prove ourselves. فَأَرُوا اللَّهُ مِنْكُمْ خَيْرًا. Show Allah that you were honest in the promises that you made. And do not ever fall back on your heels after this dedication and devotion. Salah is the most important action and the most established connection to Allah. Salah, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is the only, is the strongest symbol of unity amongst this ummah that is divided and fragmented. You see what's going on all over the world. Standing in salah in straight rows and remembering Allah together 5 times a day is the strongest symbol of unity we can show the world. Leaving salah only contributes to the disunity and fragmentation of this ummah. Leaving salah contributes towards the separation and the division of the hearts. Whereas establishing salah brings the hearts together. Establishing salah connects us to Allah. Establishing salah connects the ummah with each other. And wallahi, we're in dire need in these times more than any other time to return to Allah and show unity. Because if we show unity, wallahi, nothing can defeat us. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the show of unity, إِن يَنصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah makes you victorious, then nothing can defeat you. With this is victory. With this is unity. So we need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best from us. In a profound parable, in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a story of a crazed woman that lived during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Sahaba knew about. The reason they called her a crazy woman is because she was a master at what she did. Astaghfirullah. We all want to be masters, right, of what we do. She was a master at making rugs and weaving things. But subhanallah, this woman, unlike any other rug maker or weaver in the area, she would make the most beautiful rugs. It would take her days and weeks and maybe months even to make it. But subhanallah, once she completes it, and it's a beautiful work of art, it's a mastery, subhanallah. She, one thread at a time, she would take it apart. She'd just make the rugs and then take them apart. Make them and take them apart. And Allah gave the example of this crazy woman when He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Do not be like the woman who took what she made after putting so much strength and so much effort into it, so much time and energy. After she did everything, she took it all apart. She took it all apart. Who's this example for? This example, brothers and sisters, is for the person who devotes themselves to an action, to the pleasure of Allah, who devotes themselves to that which is good, and then right after, they take it all apart. This parable is for the one who prays their 5 daily prayers during the month of Ramadan, but after Ramadan, one at a time, just like the crazy woman, they take it one thread at a time until there's nothing left. First, they leave Fajr, then they leave Isha, then they leave Asr, then they leave one salah at a time until there's no salahs left. By next Ramadan, they need to make a new tawbah all over again and start praying. This is not the way to do it. Brothers and sisters, let's not be like the crazy woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you weaved, you made something beautiful. Brothers and sisters, we made something beautiful in Ramadan. Perhaps that tear that came down, that sincere tawbah, that moment of clarity that we had in salah, where we felt like real servants of Allah, that moment was only the beginning of many moments in our life. So let's not take them apart. Let's be consistent and let's continue what we started, so that Allah can only increase us in iman, in devotion, in worship, in servitude. And perhaps if we show Allah the best of us, He will make us the generation of the spread of Islam, the generation of victory, the generation that will be remembered in history as the generation that fixed everything up for the future, rather than the generation that destroyed everything and toppled it down. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from this generation of service to Allah, this generation who can set an example for future generations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us and forgive us. We ask Allah to accept our deeds in Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who remain steadfast after Ramadan. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and you should too as well. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh, innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وآله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. Brothers and sisters, I remind myself and yourselves to fear Allah once again, to fear Allah in everything we do, and especially in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. Brothers and sisters, missing salah is a crime in and of itself. But there's a particular salah that if we leave it, it will void all of the actions we do in that day. And that salah is Salatul Asr. It was narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever leaves salah, faqad habita amal. Whoever leaves Salatul Asr, then his actions for that day were void. Allahu Akbar. Salatul Asr? Yes, Salatul Asr. Why Salatul Asr? From Allah's wisdom. Perhaps because we're busy all day. Perhaps because we're in the middle of the grind. Perhaps because its time is between Dhuhr and Maghrib. It's right in the middle, so we can pass it up. It's not like Isha where we can delay, right? Or Fajr when we wake up and go to work. No. This is Salatul Asr. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and he gave us a very graphic example. He said, the crime of leaving Salatul Asr is like, you see that the meaning, the pain that we're going to feel on the Day of Judgment by leaving Salatul Asr, is the same feeling a person will get when they lose their parents, their wife, and their children. Imagine all of them dying one time. You see that pain? See that remorse? See the feeling, the emotions a person has when they lose everyone related to them, everyone close to them. So that feeling is the closest feeling you will have to when you see when you see that you missed Salatul Asr Yawm Al-Qiyamah. When a person does not see a Salatul Asr Yawm Al-Qiyamah, it's like that. That's why the Prophet ﷺ made this connection. He gave us this example so we can imagine. So we can imagine, Ya Ikhwan. Just think for a second, going home right now. Right now it's Jum'ah. The next Salah is Salatul Asr. Imagine a person does not pray the next Salah, Salatul Asr. Goes home from Jum'ah and it's over. The Prophet ﷺ said, it's going to be equal to the feeling if you go home right now and you find out all of your family's dead. May Allah protect our families.
Imagine.
No one wants to feel like this. But the Prophet ﷺ is giving us these examples so that we may remember. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only the ones with a sound intellect, أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, are the ones that remember. We ask Allah to make us from them. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And briefly and quickly, brothers and sisters, from the sunan of this month of Shawwal is the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasts Ramadan and then fasts the six days of Shawwal, then it is as if they fasted the whole year. Taman, we can fast them all together, 6 days together, or we can fast them separate, like Monday, Thursday, or the three white days, and do three other random days. That's fine, inshallah. But because they are a sunnah mu'akkada, unlike the regular nafil, we have to make the intention before Fajr. It's better to do the intention before Fajr, the same way we did for Ramadan. So we can't wake up and then wait till Dhuhr and say, okay, I might as well just fast the rest of the day and count it as one of the days of Shawwal. No, that's for a nafil outside, but this is a sunnah mu'akkada, so we make the intention before. Also, if someone missed a day or 2 days or a few days in Ramadan, then they should make those days up before the 6 days of Shawwal. They shouldn't do the 6 days of Shawwal first. Right? So we should make up the days that we missed. And a reminder to my brothers and sisters, and I know you already are, but in these days, our ummah is going through very hard times. Our ummah is going through very hard times. Alhamdulillah, with the barakah of Ramadan, we saw many things happen around the world. But I want my brothers and sisters to remember their brothers and sisters in Palestine as they are going through some very hard times. And our masjid, al-masjid al-Aqsa, the qibla, the first qibla of the Muslimin, and the longest qibla our Prophet ﷺ prayed towards. He was a messenger for 23 years. 14 of them, he was praying towards Masjid al-Aqsa before it switched to Mecca. Subhanallah. Most of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the qibla was towards this masjid. The third holiest site in Islam. Allah mentioned it in the Quran, as al-ard allati barakna fiha, al-ard al-muqaddasa, the holy land, the blessed land. These people are going through struggles, hard times. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, we're going to see His miracles there, inshaAllah. وَإِنَّ غَدًا لِنَظِرِهِ قَرِيبٌ. Tomorrow is very near for those who can ponder and reflect. This occupation and this apartheid of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, of Al-Quds, bi-idhnillah, will end soon. And inshaAllah, we make dua on this blessed day of Yawm Al-Jum'ah, that Allah unites us in this gathering here in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. In Yawm Al-Jum'ah, in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and assist and help our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of aid and assistance to them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and to rid Palestine of its occupation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and assist all of our oppressed brothers and sisters around the world, in China, in Burma, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya, all over the world. We ask Allah to help them. Allahumma ya Rabb, we ask you on this holy day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, after the holy month of Ramadan, to not let the next Ramadan come except that we see their pains relieved and their people, the prisoners, return to their families and the sick of them cured. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with our brothers and sisters in the best of ways, in the best of affairs, in a day where we can all come together, ikhwanan ala sururin mutaqabileen. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اغفر لنا هزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا. اللهم حرر أقصانا, اللهم حرر أقصانا وداوي جرحانا, فك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا, كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا. اللهم عليك بأعدائك وأعدائهم, اللهم عليك بأعدائك وأعدائهم, اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر, اللهم اجعلهم عبرة لكل معتبر يا رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله, حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
استوعت. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى, من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا, إنه هو السميع البصير. وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا, ذرية من حملنا مع نوح, إنه كان عبدا شكورا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد، فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Just a quick reminder for the mother of one of our community members. Her name is Sister Sadia Qurashi. She's the mother of Qadir Qurashi and Nasir Qurashi. She's in the ICU. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her a shifa. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas ishfi anta shafi la shifa illa shifa'uk ishfiha shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas ishfi anta shafi لا شفاء إلا شفاءك اشفها شفاء لا يغادر سقما اشفها واشف جميع مرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد.